Contact details, a little bit of housekeeping, getting it out of the way. 094-902-7442 is the landline. 087-935-0043 is our text line. And you can email us as well, studio@crcfm.ie. We're moving along now to a much anticipated guest, I have to say, because both Danny Coffey, my producer, and I have enjoyed tremendously reading a series of short stories, all under the cover name of The Rainy Day. The author joins me in studio, Martin Keaveney. And Martin, first of all, a warm welcome to you. Before we go into our own chat, I just want to give people a little flavour of this book. The cover speaks for itself. You don't have the visuals, guys, but it's a perfect picture for a description of The Rainy Day. It's made up of a series of short stories, and I think the theme could be best described as rural Ireland. Anybody from rural Ireland will relate to an awful lot of these stories. But Martin, you're here with me, so why not let tell me a bit about it? You're very welcome, first of all.
Thanks very much, Angela. It's great to be here, and delighted to be talking to you about The Rainy Day. It's a collection of short stories. It's my first collection.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much. And the stories are basically rural tales. Some of them are focused on farmers, and others are more focused on characters that are either in a farming background or are no farmers or related to farmers in some way. So the stories kind of take a very small focused view on one aspect of life in the country, and kind of unfold that in a kind of in a fiction, and hopefully in an entertaining way. Yeah. So that's kind of the overview, as it were, of the book.
What I like about it, Martin, and it might be an unusual thing to say, but you essentially drafted the book as a series of short stories within the covers, which means that a person can pick it up, look at a microcosm of what was something you wrote about, and then move on to another story at their leisure, so to speak. It's a real coffee table book, a book to take with you on a journey, very, very user-friendly to the reader, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I suppose I don't really think about it when you're writing yourself, but it is true. And in this age of, short pieces and Twitter and short things to read, the short story may be getting somewhat of a reprieval, and people can read a short story. I'm reading short stories myself at the moment as well, and just they are something you can read even while you're having something to eat, and you can
commit
get
to
something
it.
Out
Do you
of
know
it.
What
yeah,
I mean?
I suppose it is a short, because a novel can take you a number of hours to get through and that. So yeah, it has got that going for it, definitely.
Was that like when you were writing? Was that because you had such a variety of characters? I know it's a fictional book, so to speak, but let's be honest, if one is reading some of those stories, we all know somebody like a lot of the characters. Was that something that came into your own mindset, that possibly short stories were the way to go?
Yeah, it is difficult to do justice to many characters in a short story. You're probably better off to, not that I ever really structure it out too much before I start, and I wouldn't recommend doing that when you're starting, certainly when you're starting off for a short piece. But there's just some aspect that needs to be explored in the short story, and usually it's only involving a short number of characters. Some of them have a few more than maybe two or three characters, but they're all kind of involved in the one thing. So it is a kind of a single episode, as it were, a structure. I think that would be the way, yeah.
You obviously love writing. I mean, you have previously published short fiction and recognised in many respected library or literary journals, I beg your pardon, in the likes of Ireland, the UK and the US. And screen credits, I believe, include Ireland's national broadcaster, RTE, many international film festivals. I could go on and I could go on. But coming back to this particular book, this is a real commitment on a personal level, isn't it?
It is, and it's surprising, how long it takes from conception. I mean, we're talking now, and some of these stories were written a lot of years ago, so it does take. And the thing is, when you go back to them, you always kind of do adjust them, change them, and refine them. So, what you see, and when I would have been growing up, you'd read a book, you'd think this was just done once and this is it. Like, you don't see the revisions that go into it. So it does take a long time to get them to a level that they're really are doing justice to what they're trying to say. Yeah,
I think that's the indicative of the professional that you are, if you don't mind me saying.
No, thanks very much.
I mean, that is the reality. It's like even in the context of shows here and production of shows. And I often say on air, you know, 5 days a week, 2 hours, 35 guests. It doesn't just happen. There's thought and you're trying to make a situation, what's the word, entertaining for listener and the reader in your case. So I think you're right to acknowledge that it doesn't happen overnight. I know you have some particular stories within that book that, well, I particularly liked, Danny liked, etc. He mentioned to me one about the toys, and I thought it was very poignant in the context of somebody reviewing their life, looking back over their life and possibly realizing that, you know, there's a lot they didn't do. That could be indicative of a lot of, I suppose, bachelor farmers who never left the farm, so to speak. Is that still the case for a lot of farmers, do you think, out there?
Well, we were talking about it before, just before I came in, and talking to Danny about the toys. And I mean, you don't really know. I mean, it's a bit like reading the book, and you think this was just done once. When you see somebody going about their daily business, you think you don't see what's going on in their mind and what they're thinking about, and of course they are thinking
world.
Yes, and exploring the way what they would have been looking back on, and some of them are very happy, like, and they would say that, and others might be looking back on things, and I just kind of just looking through that, trying to see how that would play in work in fiction, like, and there is people that
it's human. It's very human.
It's a human way, and It's just something I thought I wanted to work on through fiction and see how it would come out. So yeah, it seemed to work out anyway.
And I think that you know, for a lot of people who are very, very busy, farming is a very, very busy environment. It would be very easy for life to slip by in routine, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it's very possible that somebody could find themselves marginalised as a result of that, do you know? Mm. To put it on paper, to give the reader a sense of what goes on in the mind, well, it'll make a lot of people think. I think it's as simple as that. Nothing is as simple as the face in front of you. I'm going to move along, though, to the launch. There's a nice launch coming up. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we're. I'm very, very privileged to be having the launch of this collection in the Mayo Library, Castlebar County Library, next Friday evening, and delighted to have Councillor Al McDonald to do the launch. Al has been involved at the Moore Hall, which is of course the home of George Moore, who himself published a collection over 100 years ago, and I just thought it'd be nice to get Al to do the launch, because we were talking last year about Moore and the collection. He was so enthusiastic about it, and just as I was doing this,
yeah,
I thought it'd be nice, and it's something I really enjoyed myself, his own stories. So yeah, that's going to be on next Friday, and I will be doing a reading from the book, and we'll be having a few refreshments, and I'll be doing the launch, so it'll be hopefully.
It's a fantastic facility, isn't it?
It is great. Yeah, it's been
because they have the upstairs.
They have the room, and yeah, it's central.
It's a very entertaining evening. Mm. Book launches in general, but I think, as you said, the connection Al has with Moore Hall, etc. Just on a final note, Martin, availability, and if there's anything you'd like to add as well before we leave the item, is it very much something that people will be able to access easily?
Yeah, it'll be available on the night at the launch, and the Castle Bookshop will be facilitating the sales there, and they're also going to have copies in the Castle Bookshop, and we'll be putting it in other bookshops as well, locally as well, and I'll be posting that on the website and other places when that's ready to be got. It's also available online as well.
Well, lovely to see a local person doing so well as well. Nice to have you here as well. We're very privileged, and I wish you the very best of luck with the book known as The Rainy Day.
Many thanks, Angela, for having me here. I really enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. It's more of a stormy day today, isn't it?
It is. It's good rain yet.
Well, look, guys, that was the author, Martin Keaveney. We're going to take a piece of music. That book is called The Rainy Day. And remember, if you're interested in attending the launch, beautiful venue, our own Mayo County Library, the 15th of February, 6:30 p.m. And well done to Councillor Al McDonald for supporting our literary people as well.